Hello, my name is Stephen Lee. I'm the founder of Sermon Audio, and this past week I had the distinct opportunity and privilege of visiting the Ark Encounter. It is the single largest freestanding timber frame structure in the world. That's pretty impressive. It was absolutely amazing. You have to see it to believe it. I actually had a tremendous opportunity to spend a good hour with Ken Ham. We talked about the Creation Museum, we talked about the Ark, we talked about the challenges. I think that the thing that impressed me the most was the fact that when they first began working on the Ark, it's as if the Lord brought just the right people that they needed to complete this task. For example, when they first were having this desire to build the Ark completely out of wood, the Lord brought to them the perfect crew to oversee the work.
And they arranged for us to meet the heads of the crew that did the timber framing, and they were from the Amish community. And at the end, and I watched these three men were sitting there, and one of them stood up and he looked at me and, you know, he said, maybe God has been preparing us all these years just for this. Because these people are experts in being able to put up wooden structures, experts in knowing how to work with wood. And the fact that he said that, we took that as, wow, God's opening this door.
It's fascinating to be able to hear the story of how God has provided the right people for the right job. And I have to say, I was very encouraged when hearing that, because I believe the same thing can be applied to our project with the vault. You see, as I think about the small team that God has assembled, I think about the fact that God has brought to us our new chief technology officer, and after having received his PhD in computer science and spending 25 years as a highly respected professor at Bob Jones University, he will be instrumental in working closely with the interns from the BJU computer science department. God provided the right man for the right job. I could say the same thing about our chief architect officer. This is an individual that has spent over 30 years in the banking business, doing infrastructure, doing security, doing the programming, and now he's helping us build the infrastructure of the vault. With all of that experience and all of that expertise, he is, as Ken Ham said about the Amish men, expert in his field. We have a designer par excellence and a programmer that have spent years in the gaming industry of all things. And that might sound strange on the surface, but developing games for that industry is one of the most exacting disciplines that you can possibly imagine. And these are the men that God has brought to use those skills to design the video displays that will appear in our vault so that they can show where people are listening to sermons from all over the world. What I'm holding in my hand is the email that indicates that all inspections are now finally complete in the area designated for Sermon Audio's use. This is the green light that we've been waiting for all these months, and now we can finally take a step into the space and start getting set up. So, as we continue to take another step, I just want to say a great big thank you for those who have supported us and prayed for us and been behind us every step of the way. As Psalm 90 verse 17 says, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. That is our prayer, and may the Lord continue to bring the people that we need and the funds in order to see this project through.